Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, February 25th edition of the program. The war in Ukraine expanding, Russian forces trying to take Kyiv, the capital. The head of government and his advisors, those around him, saying they will fight till the very end. What is the Biden administration doing about this? Why haven't maximum financial measures been taken to put pressure on Putin's regime? We'll get into that. Plus, the CDC putting out its guidance on masking any moment now. Looks like they're just in time for the Biden State of the Union address, going to relieve some of the COVID tyranny we've all been through. We'll address that with you, and also I'll be at CPAC on Sunday, talk to you a bit about what I'm going to be discussing there. That's all coming up here on the Buck Sexton Show in just a moment. Fortune favors the bold, the strong, the brave. For your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need business checking as brave as you are. Introducing Novo Business Checking. Novo is powerfully simple business checking, and unlike the traditional banking model, Novo has no minimum balances, no transaction limits, and no hidden fees. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Novo is customized to your business to save you time and free up cash flow with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free and join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who found the customizable business checking solution that admires their brave. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at novo.co/buck. That's novo.co/buck. Plus, Buck Sexton Show listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Go to novo.co/buck to sign up for free. Novo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, F.A. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. What is going to stop Putin's onslaught in Ukraine? That is a question that everybody is thinking about right now. And we need to understand that this situation was something the Biden administration had a lot of advance warning about, and does not seem as though they're going to be able to do anything right now to stop this from becoming a much higher casualty situation, perhaps possibly even something you would consider a bloodbath. It is terrifying to see these images of Russian soldiers and Russian planes and helicopters attacking these targets. There will be more civilian casualties. Boris Johnson is out there saying that Putin will never be able to cleanse the blood of Ukraine off his hands. Play four.
He is hurling the might of his military machine against a free and peaceful neighbor in breach of his own explicit pledge and every principle of civilized behavior between states, spurning the best efforts of this country and our allies to avoid bloodshed. For this, Putin will stand condemned in the eyes of the world and of history. He will never be able to cleanse the blood of Ukraine from his hands. And although the UK and our allies tried every avenue for diplomacy until the final hour, I'm driven to conclude that Putin was always determined to attack his neighbour, no matter what we did.
Always determined to attack his neighbour. It certainly seems that has been the case for months now. But notice the way that Boris Johnson speaks about this issue with force, with fluency. Here is the Biden administration envoy of sorts, the Vice President Kamala Harris, who was sent to prevent exactly this situation that is going on right now. Play clip one, please.
So I know you all, all eyes around our country and the world are on Ukraine and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And I want to be clear that we know and believe that this is a war of choice. It is unprovoked, it is unwarranted, and it is unjustified. As the president made clear from the beginning, if Russia were to take aggressive action against Ukraine, our response would be swift and certain, and that is in fact what has occurred. Today, the president outlined the sanctions, which are going to have a direct impact on Russia's economy, both in terms of sanctions and in terms of export controls.
Yeah. Not exactly the stuff of Winston Churchill, but at least she's not saying we need to do what we have been doing every day and that time is now, or whatever it was that she recently said. Seems absurd. Why isn't the Biden administration leading a maximum financial pressure campaign from the get-go? Boris Johnson, again, over at the UK, saying that there will be a remorseless mission to squeeze Russia out of the global economy, that is underway. Play clip five.
Russian stocks are down by as much as 45%, wiping $250 billion from their value in the biggest one-day decline on record. Sberbank, Russia's biggest lender, is down by as much as 45%, and Gazprom down by as much as 39%, while the ruble has plummeted to record lows against the dollar. We will continue on a remorseless mission to squeeze Russia from the global economy piece by piece, day by day, and week by week.
That's what will be required here. Will they keep it up, though? The more financial pressure you put on Russia, the more likely it is that Russia will push back and have means of, well, honestly, just in bringing that financial pressure, there will be cost to the U.S. economy. That has been made clear to us at this phase. But let's understand, this is another area where the Biden administration looks clownish, looks absurd. And if you want further proof of it, here's a story for you. The U.S. met with China over 3 months. This is from the New York Times. The U.S. met with China over 3 months to present intelligence showing Russia's troop buildup near Ukraine and to urge Beijing to help avert war. Chinese officials rebuffed the U.S. and shared the information with Moscow. Wait a second. We were talking to the Chinese. The Biden administration is talking to the Chinese to try to get their help. And instead, they didn't do anything to help us. And they shared our sensitive collection about Russian intentions with the Russians. I mean, how much more of a slap in the face, a rebuke, could you really expect under the circumstances than what has been done to Biden by the Chinese? Just goes to show you, all that stuff about we'll be respected on the world stage again when Biden's president. This is the media chorus. Absurd. Absurd. And they're acting like we're all idiots. I mean, here's CBS News's Margaret Brennan, who's a lib, but she's a smart lib, saying that Biden's foreign policy team has already set up a huge contradiction, saying that sanctions weren't meant to stop the invasion. No, that is what they were saying. Play clip 10.
I thought that was so interesting when President Biden said no one expected sanctions to prevent anything. Actually, that's exactly what his foreign policy team said again and again. It is what his Secretary of State said to me on Sunday alone. The purpose is to do everything we can to deter it, to prevent a war, to deter the aggression. And once you trigger sanctions, you lose the deterrent effect. Vladimir Putin was not deterred. What I heard and how the president laid it out today was that they are now looking for a reassessment by Putin, that he's gone this far. If they hit him now, will he stop where he is?
Will he stop where he is? What are the ultimate goals of the Russian invasion? That's something that nobody seems to be able to understand in advance, because it depends on how stiff the Ukrainian resistance is. Right now, you have the Ukrainian president saying he's going to be staying put in Kyiv, in the capital city. Zelensky, he's going to fight. I mean, this is a guy whose previous role before, literally his role, before being president of Ukraine, was being on a TV show where he played an everyday guy who becomes the president of Ukraine. Talk about life imitating art. He says he's going to stay and fight till the end. The Klitschko brothers, very famous boxers, multi-millionaires. One of them's the mayor of Kyiv. They say they're going to stay and fight till the end. They're handing out thousands, tens of thousands of rifles to military-aged males in Ukraine to fight against the Russian invader. And right now, the official policy is if you're a male between 18 and 60, you are not allowed to leave Ukraine. So they seem to be preparing for a major and protracted battle against the Russian invaders. Meanwhile, back here in America, who do you think the libs that love Biden so much, who do you think they're blaming over all this? Who do you think they are turning their ire on at this stage? Well, if you think it's Putin, yeah, there's some of that, but it's not the only one. Who are the libs upset? What are the libs saying about Republicans right now? It's going to blow your mind when I tell you this, but it's something you need to know. When you run a small business, who's running your HR? If the answer is I'll figure it out myself, or honestly no one, remember that one employee complaint can turn your world upside down and can devastate your business. HR is not just about avoiding risk. As a business leader, you should do it right by the people you employ. That's why you need Bambi. Bambi's an HR platform built for businesses like yours, so you can automate the most important HR practices and get your dedicated HR manager. Bambi's HR autopilot automates your core policies, workplace training, and employee feedback. Then your dedicated HR manager will help you navigate the more complex part of HR and guide you to compliance, available by phone, email, or real-time chat. An in-house HR person can cost up to $80,000 a year. Your dedicated HR manager with Bambi starts at $99 a month. No hidden fees. Cancel anytime. Go to Bambi.com/buck right now for your free HR audit. Bambee.com/buck. That's Bambee.com/buck. Bambee.com/buck. For all the small business owners out there, please check this out. It's a great service, and I think you're going to find highly effective, really helpful, and very efficient for your business. So what are the libs saying about Republicans right now? They are blaming us for this, that we are on Putin's side, they say. Here's Joy Behar, the dumbest person on The View, which might be the dumbest show on TV. Play 7.
Doesn't it scare you that people on the right in this country are on Putin's side? I mean, I can't
well,
believe
I don't understand.
Nothing,
you know,
scared, no, nothing surprises me anymore.
What, are they making a lot of money over there?
Well,
in
it's also these lies. There's a parallel there to the insurrection. People thought that they could just take the election. And I think that's why you see so many people on the right thinking that this is okay. This is the fall of our democracy in the world.
Who on the right is supporting Putin? I just want to know one person. Who's supporting Vladimir Putin? Everyone that I know on the right is saying, I hope the Russians are bloodied and have a horrible time with this invasion. And we are rooting for and supporting the Ukrainians in ways that we can that don't involve us doing the fighting for them. The Ukrainians are the ones that need to do this fight. That's the position of the right. We're not saying don't take economic action against Putin. We're not saying don't send the Ukrainians missiles and munitions. Trump was doing that. We've been doing that. But notice that they can't handle the reality. They have to lie about it. They have to come up with some excuse where they're the good guys. It's not even just an idiot like Joy Behar, whose I think job is to effectively be an idiot. Here's Hillary Clinton, who is saying that there are people giving aid and comfort to Putin in this country. Play 9.
I do think it's important to support both the Ukrainian military and then, depending upon what happens and how quickly events unfold, supporting those who are putting up resistance. But I want to make another point, which is that We have to also make sure that within our own country, we are calling out those people who are giving aid and comfort to Vladimir Putin, who are talking about what a genius he is, what a smart move it is, who are unfortunately being broadcast by Russian media, not only inside Russia, but in Europe, to demonstrate the division within our own country.
She's referring to the interview that I did with Clay and President Trump earlier this week. That's Hillary Clinton. That's what she's doing. She's misrepresenting it. Okay. He says that the move against a doddering buffoon Biden looks like genius because Biden's such an idiot. Trump also said in the same interview, this would never have happened under my watch. He made it very clear to Putin this would not have been acceptable. But they can't actually deal with what he says. They can't deal with that reality. Instead, they'd much prefer to create this lie that somehow the right is backing Putin. They go in on Biden's watch, and it's the right's fault. Putin goes in while Biden is president. Oh, he's going to restore our standing on the world stage. It's absurd. Absolutely absurd. And yet they have to come up with something, I guess. They're unwilling to deal with the reality here. Speaking of unwilling to deal with reality, CDC is now saying that they're setting up a low, medium, high transmission plus some formula of hospitalization, bed capacity, things like that, a formula for whether mask mandates are recommended or not. This just days before the State of the Union address. Wow, the science changes fast when the polls demand it, huh? It's about the science, they said. Total lies, as you know. Absurd. Total bullcrap. But they wanted to control us, and they got away with it for a long time. Not everywhere, though. Ron DeSantis in Florida says that they have defeated Fauciism. Play 15.
In Florida, we reject the biomedical security state, which erodes liberty, harms livelihoods, and divides our society. And we not only reject it if it's government, we have done things like ban vaccine passports and mandates because it's unacceptable to simply subcontract out Fauciism to big companies. So we've stood for freedom across the board, and the result has been Florida has defeated Fauciism. Freedom has prevailed in the Sunshine State. And Florida led when it counted. We led early on when the weight of the world was coming, bearing down on our shoulders.
Florida did it right. Not all Republican states did it right. Texas was okay. I'd give a B- to Governor Abbott on COVID stuff. There are other states. Why didn't they ban vaccine passports in South Dakota when they had the chance? Because it's big government, I was told. No, actually. Florida did it right. Other places did it wrong. And obviously the Democrat enclaves were completely out of their minds on this issue, but we need to hold them accountable. That means they lose their jobs in government. They lose their jobs as elected leaders. This is critical. They masked up your kids. They just got rid of the outdoor mask mandate in public schools in New York City today. An outdoor masking mandate. That's not based on science. That's hysteria. That's pathetic. That's child abuse. I will not let this go. All right, I'm going to be at CPAC speaking Sunday mornings. If you're listening to this, you happen to be at CPAC, do look for me. And if you see me, please come over, say hi. I always like to talk to any members of the team that can find me. Look for the swoop. It'll be bobbing around there. I still have a beard, so I don't know. The beard might go soon, but we'll see. But I'll be at CPAC Sunday morning. And I just want to say to all of you, thank you so much for continuing to support this podcast. I know it's pretty quick some days, and I try to cover as much ground as I can, but it's important for me to be able to speak to you without any breaks, without any interruption, anything else. It means a lot to me. And so please spread the word. Tell people about this podcast. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter.
In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'll talk to you all on Monday. Shields high.